Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, here's the deal. It's like sacrilege to some Pittsburghers. It's like I'm speaking Cleveland, I think. And they look at me like I'm a bozo for this. And really, you're the ones that are spoiled. You're spoiled. See, I pinch myself every time, and yesterday was the anniversary of the play. I pinch myself, I'm in a moment whenever Troy Polamalu is returning the ball after he picks it off against Flacco, and here comes Aaron Smith running all upright and hard as he can to go make a block on Flacco, and bang, Polamalu makes his way into the end zone and gets in, and the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. I pinch myself when Foo gets into the end zone, and yeah, it's a crazy comeback against the Browns. Realize the moment you're in. Understand the high times. Know that the good ain't good forever. And know this, too. Sports are cyclical. You're spoiled. You are spoiled. There are way too many people on social media and telling me all about Ben Roethlisberger and how you gotta hold on to him. You have to hold on to him. What are you gonna get if you get rid of Ben Roethlisberger? My gosh, the Steelers are gonna be terrible. Okay, that might happen. This is the ironic part of everything happening right now. It took 6-10 to get Ben Roethlisberger. That's what it took. It took this franchise going 6-10 to get Ben Roethlisberger. Yet a lot of people in this town are telling me they don't want to take the risk, i.e. cutting Ben Roethlisberger, that the team might go 6-10 again. So what do you want to do? Do you want Ben Roethlisberger to stick around until he's 56 years old and the Steelers go 8-8, the Steelers go 9-7, the Steelers go 7-9, ooh, losing season under Tomlin, that could happen. Is that what you'd like? Some Steelers fans just can't understand it. What you have to do right now is take a risk. It's not a teardown. It's not a full rebuild. You know, we'll talk to Ben Cherington, who's actually doing that, coming up in a half hour. It's not that at all. It's taking a risk, a calculated risk. And that's what you have to do at this point in time. You know, you look at the Steelers roster and you look at everything happening and people shout at me, you don't remember the bad times. Hell, I don't. I remember Malone. I remember Brister. Those were my formative years when I was a little kid and remember being a Steeler fan and being like, oh yeah, the Steelers are the Steelers. Then they got good. Then it happened. And again, when they really got good, you know what happened? They were 6-10 and got Ben Roethlisberger. So for all these people unwilling to cut Ben Roethlisberger right now or tell him to hit the road, that doesn't mean you don't appreciate all he's done in the past. You do. But you understand that middle of the road in the NFL gets you nothing. What needs to happen is, hey, Ben, thanks. You're due to make a lot of money. We can't do it, man. We just can't do it because you're good enough to make sure that we're not a 4 or 5 or 6 win team. You're good enough on your right arm. You won't let it happen. But you're not good enough to win 13, 14, 15 games to get us to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. I think we saw that over the last month of the season. He just can't last with how old he is and what's going on with his body. But what he is right now, if they march him out there, he's good enough to fall right in that sweet spot of between 8 and 11 wins, probably. No matter if he plays one more year or, I swear, 15 more years. He'll gut it out, and they'll be between 8 and 11 wins. And you know what that gets you? Floating along, floating along, floating along. Why do people not realize you're spoiled? It's not about going up and down. It's not about that at all in professional sports. It's about the great franchises, and the Steelers are one, extracting themselves quickly from the down times. So trust it. Trust the process. Go ahead, cut the guy, and know that there might be a lean year. Hell, there might even be two. But what you have to do is throw Mason Rudolph out there, and if he wins 8 games, if he wins 9 games, so be it. If he wins 4 games, yeah, here we are. You draft what you think is the next franchise quarterback. If he wins 12, 13 games, then you sign him to a contract. How hard is this, Jim? I don't understand how more people don't see it this way. You live in a purgatory, and in the middle there, you're just doomed to float along.
And they've never been that bad, ever. I mean, they've had some bad teams, but the Pittsburgh definition of bad is a lot better than what other teams, you know, have had to suffer through to get better. I just think, and I'm not so sure, by the way, that even if Roethlisberger comes back, that he is that good to get the Steelers in the 8-11 win range. I don't think they're going to be there. Now, I have to see what the roster is going to look like, but, you know, just projecting people that are going to go away, and, you know, you don't know what rookies are going to do along an offensive line if there are two rookies starting on the O-line, which may very well happen. It could take a little while. It might take a couple years, like you're talking about, but that'll be fine by me. You know, they haven't won a playoff game in a few years. They've only won 3 of them, right, since they last went to the Super Bowl, and that's been over 10 years. Well, that's been 10 years now.
Jim, people have a reluctance to let go. What they don't understand in this town, and what they need to understand, is you don't automatically win a football game because of that logo on one side of the helmet. It's a process.
Do you think, though, that that is a – and with social media, you tend to hear these people.
It's not pervasive. It's more people than I thought, though. It is.
You think so?
Yes. It's far more people than I thought.
Wouldn't you like to give – I mean, we like to think of ourselves as being educated football fans, right? I mean, in all sports. Like, we know what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And I would think that measured – that, well, though they are fans or fanatic is short for fanatic, I guess. But anyway, I think that most people – you take a measured view of this. It's like, yeah, I'd be willing to sacrifice a couple of down years to get back into contention again.
And I think that Tomlin, and I think that defense, and I think that what they have won't allow them to only win 4 games. Could they win 6-7 games? Yeah, perhaps. But this reluctance to let go of the past by some people is just, again, it's a failure to look at the past and see how the riches were brought. The riches were brought here because of a 6-10 season. Without that 6-10 season, you don't get Ben Roethlisberger. We ain't here to make a decision 17, 18 years later. It doesn't happen like that. And so I loathe to say this, and I hate when people talk about it in these terms, and I'm coming around to it a little bit now. We have become spoiled to think that, well, we're above the up and down nature of sports, particularly in the NFL. Well, you know what? I think what we've seen the past 3-4 years is the Steelers are stuck in that rut of, well, one, the quarterback got hurt. Now he wasn't able to last the whole season healthy, and they couldn't run the football. They are starting to get stuck in that middle ground, in that purgatory. And it's not time to blow it all the way up, but it's time to go in a different direction and see if it could yield that next franchise quarterback, Jim.
Yeah, I think, and in a way, although, you know, we're not used to it, in a way that's... That is kind of exciting to see how they can deal with some issues like that. We haven't really had to see the Steelers do that. You know, we've seen the baseball team do that, and you know the Penguins.
It's
you know,
coming.
They had to
it's
deal
coming
with it
too.
For a few years,
and it's coming soon, right? I mean,
yeah. With that, yeah, you're right. Yeah, there are some parallels there. But the Penguins, you know, they went deep. You know, when they got lucky with the lottery, but they were bad. They were bad for a few years. You know, they got Fleury was the number one overall draft pick. And, you know, Orpik was a fairly high pick. Whitney was a fairly high pick, I believe. You know, Sid, Gino, Stahl. I mean, those guys were in the top 3 of the draft.
Yeah, it's just there are times you got to let go of the past and times that you have to understand that building blocks need to be put back down in order to get to where you want to get.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.